You're listening to The Record on KUOW. I'm Arwen Nix.
And I'm Marcy Silman. Seattle's Woodland Park Zoo is making some big changes to its elephant program. The zoo's sole African elephant, Watoto, is going to be transferred to a different zoo, and a new Asian elephant will be brought in to Seattle. This plan grew out of a six-month review by a special task force, a panel of community members and scientists selected by Woodland Park Zoo. To learn more about the upcoming changes, we're joined by Bruce Bomke. He's Chief Operations Officer for Woodland Park Zoo. Bruce, thank you for taking time to speak with us.
Thank you for having me.
Right now, Woodland Park Zoo has two Asian elephants, Chai and Bamboo, and one African elephant, Watoto. What exactly are you planning to do with Watoto?
Well, as part of an overall plan to improve the direction and the strength of our elephant program, we're going to be taking on additional challenges in helping elephant conservation, making some modifications to the exhibit, and changing our herd so we have all Asian elephants here at the Woodland Park Zoo.
Why are you sending Watoto someplace else?
Well, as it turns out, we have a focus on providing great welfare for every single one of our elephants, and Asian elephants in Africa aren't exactly the same kind of animal. For example, female African elephants have tusks. So for the last 10 years, we've managed them in a way that we don't go in with them anymore. And so in that circumstance, when you have two elephants that don't get along and one of them has tusks and one of them doesn't, there could be real health risks to the elephant without the tusks. So that seemed okay to us for a long time because we had a young elephant here, Hanza, and we had a little bit larger group of elephants. But when she died and it became clear eventually that we couldn't have another baby in the near term, we decided for Watoto's welfare, actually, it'd be best if she went to another group of African elephants that are her kind, that, you know, she can blend in with, and we'll replace her with an Asian elephant.
Where is she going?
Well, we haven't made that decision because, our board just last week endorsed our strategic direction, which the staff had recommended. And once that was done, and then, of course, announced on Friday, we're now moving into the next phase of doing exactly what you asked about, is where is she going to go? And, of course, there's a number of AZA-accredited institutions that have African elephants in the United States, and we'll do a very thoughtful and careful review of where we think she should go. We'll be talking to folks about their facilities and their animals and looking at personalities of animals even before we make that decision. So it's probably going to take a few months.
After she leaves, your plan calls for adding a third Asian elephant. Are you thinking beyond three?
Well, our barn has had four adult elephants in it before, and we would love to ultimately probably have that number. Elephants are very social creatures, and having a group of them is better than having two, or, four is better than three, three is better than two. But we have work to do on the barn, so we're going to do that for probably a year. Some of that work is work that can best be done with fewer elephants around, like, for example, changing the substrate in the barn. We've been experimenting with that, but to actually do that is going to take some weeks of work, and having lots of elephants is a problem.
Right.
So we'll do that work and at the same time be looking for other Asian elephants that are available, and hopefully we'll find one or two.
I'm talking with Bruce Bomke. He's Chief Operations Officer for Woodland Park Zoo. And Bruce Bomke, I'm sure that you have heard a lot of criticism. We have seen continuing coverage in the Seattle Times about research that shows captivity is harmful to elephants, that elephants in zoos die at a younger age than elephants in the wild. What is your response to the argument that elephants do not belong in zoos?
Well, I would say that, our philosophy is we believe having animals in zoos is extremely important for this chain of people coming to have a good time, becoming educated about animals, and ultimately caring deeply and creating an emotional bond with the animals. And we've certainly seen that with elephants and many other animals here. And that emotional bond allows us to then talk about some of the serious conservation issues that face animals in the world. Elephants are one of those species that honestly are in grave danger in both Africa and Asia. Their numbers are plummeting. There's a lot of poaching going on still. People are sometimes surprised by that. But there's a lot of campaigns to focus on their conservation and try and save them in the wild, and we want to be a part of that. But we want our guests, 1.2 million people come here every year to see animals for the reasons that I just described to you, and we want to enroll as many of them as we can in efforts for elephant conservation. So we think that's really important, and we believe that elephants in zoos actually do have excellent welfare.
Bruce Bomke is Chief Operations Officer for Seattle's Woodland Park Zoo. Thanks for taking time to talk with me today.
Sure, thank you.
Tomorrow on The Record, we're going to talk with an opponent of captive elephant programs. This is The Record on KUOW.